Harry, given everything that has or has not happened over the summer, how would you sort of sum it all up?
It's been frustrating. It's been difficult. You know, we've sort of tried and, you know, tried to get people in that we wanted to sign. And at the moment, you know, we got two outfield players in sort of 6 weeks, 7 weeks ago and a goalkeeper. Since then, really, we've hit a brick wall, you know, but it's not through the lack of trying. It's just that everywhere we've gone, it's, you know, I thought I had the boy on loan from Udinese, Badu. You know, he's a good player. And I drove to Huddersfield to watch him. It took me six and a quarter hours, to get there. And, you know, I thought we had a loan deal for him for a year. He gave me his word he was coming. And then he went and signed a Turkish club. So that's a bit how it's gone, really. Everywhere we've gone, you know, you think, yeah, I've got, you know, he's going to come to us, and suddenly they end up going somewhere else.
And Ravel Morrison?
Well, Ravel's been training, and he couldn't have been better. He's tried, and his attitude's been first class, never been a problem. But, you know, it's difficult. I've gone back. We went back to the club he was with, and we made him an offer towards his wages. It wasn't not much of an offer, I must be honest, because I still felt Ravel hadn't really shown me that he was a Ravel that I knew a couple of years ago. He's still, you know, whether he's been out a long time, he's still got a great ability, always wants the ball, but I just felt he'd lost a little bit of spark and a bit of that made him go away from players when he beat somebody. And I just said, well, you know, we can't pay what he's earning there. We give a very small percentage towards the club. If they don't want him anyway, let's say they don't want him around. So yeah. I'm sure that I would think that they're going to have to do a deal with somebody.
Okay, and the offer for the Bristol City players was kind of out-of-handly dismissed, derisively, Johnson said. What's the situation? Will you go back? Or you?
Well, I don't make the offers. You know, it was an offer that was made. You know, I went to watch Bristol City last week. And came back and just said, look, I like the left back and I like obviously the centre half. They're two players I'd like, you know. I don't know if they're gettable. So the club made an offer and it was turned down. I mean, I've had offers for players here that we've turned down, but I've not got the ump with, you know, Middlesbrough or someone who come and want to buy one of my players. I've not sort of gone out as that's their, you know, that you can make an offer. Mm. You don't have to accept, they've not accepted it. It's up to them.
Mm. Given the nature of it, like I say, it's derisory, and there seems to be a bit of needle about the situation, will you go back or will you leave it?
I don't know, really. Now, if they don't want to sell the players, then that's up to them. You know, Bristol City is a good club. They're in good shape. They're not a club that's desperate to sell anybody. I don't think they're a well-run club. So, and financially, I would think they're very sound. So it was just, we made the offer thinking that there might be two players if we offered enough, you know, made a decent offer. And obviously we felt it was a decent offer. But to them it was an offer that they didn't feel was good enough. So that's up to them. I mean, it's they've got every right to turn it down and we've got every right to make the offer.
Mm-hmm. So, ready or not, the football season starts. How ready are you for Ipswich away?
Well, yeah, we're ready. You know, it's been it's an important game for us, you know, to start with. We're short at the moment. I'd be sitting in line if I said otherwise. You know, Djukovic has got an injury, he's out, so it leaves me. I've only got two strikers. You know, I've got Clayton Donaldson, you know, and I've got Che Adam, and they're the only two that fit strikers on the books, really. Mm. You know, the Brock Maddison, who was going to go, he was going to go to a club in Holland, and that fell through, but he's not really played any games. So I've got no other strikers, really, who have played senior level. So we are very, very short. There's no doubt about that in certain parts of the team. But as I say this, we're trying to strengthen, but it's difficult.
Mm. Obviously, you still can do your buying and selling until the window closes, and you've got to deal with games as well, which is a bit of a debating point anyway. But in terms of the Championship and Birmingham City's place in it, how do you assess the whole division in terms of the competitiveness, and where do you see Birmingham City in that?
Where do I see? If I'm being perfectly honest, I think it's going to be the toughest league, you know, that we've seen in years, and I think there's some really... You know, I think you go Middlesbrough, you go Aston Villa, you know, Sheffield Wednesday, Fulham, Leeds, so many so many strong teams in it. Wolves have bought in five or six top very good players from Portugal. So where do I see us at the moment? At the moment, you know, it's going to be hard for us to get to make that. But in 3 weeks' time, if I can get the players I want in, then I think we can. I could get a team in. I could get a team that's going to be right there. I really do. But I need the players. No one's got a magic wand. You know, we sadly can't go and, you know, I can't turn a team that went 20-odd games, 25 games, won a couple of games out of that, you know, into a team that's going to get promoted. We had a couple of great wins at the end of the year to keep us up. But, you know, I need to strengthen the squad. There's no, you know, and I don't, you can bring who you want in here, and, you know, you can bring your Pep Guardiola in. He's not suddenly got, you know, going to turn everything around and get promoted unless there's, you know, people say to me, and I think it was asked, someone said, you know, what makes a great manager? And it's great players. I mean, what makes a good manager? Good players. You need good players. And, you know, we've got a good group, but it needs a lot of strengthening. There's no strength in depth. You know, my bench on Saturday will be, I'm struggling to find a bench really that's, you know, that gives you some options that can change the game. If things are not going right and you're looking for, I've got no changes really. I've got two strikers and they'll both be starting.
Just, you mentioned players in, and a lot of people always talk about players in. I would presume you've still got one or two that aren't going to figure and you might like to see them out of the way.
Well, not at the moment. It's difficult to get rid of anybody. I mean, they're sort of, anyone who's here is involved. That's where we're at. We've got another game Tuesday, another game Saturday, then Tuesday, then Friday. I mean, these games are coming thick and fast. You know, everybody's going to be changing their squads around Tuesday. I don't want to go and suddenly, you know, I've got two strikers. I'd like to rest them, but who's going to play up front? I'm going to stick a couple of kids in, and then you've got, you know, you don't want to go and get beat by Crawley Town. You know, that's not a good start either. So we do need, but everybody knows it. It's not just me, and it's not lack of help. Everybody's pulling in the same direction. We're trying to get some players in, but it's just been difficult. You know, we thought we had, you know, four or five players, and at the last minute there, we went to France. We had three meetings in a day. You know, we thought we had two players coming in, two strikers. One's gone to China, one's gone to St Etienne. You know, we did everything in our power to get them, but we just couldn't get them over the line.
Are you close now, do you think?
Not really, I've got to be honest. No, it was sort of all the options that we felt we had are sort of, you know, running out. But there'll be players available. You know, it's just finding the right ones. You don't want to bring people in just for the sake of it. If I'm bringing people in, I've got to bring good players in. You know, people want to, they've got big expectations this year, the Birmingham fans. They're hoping that we can be up there somewhere. And I don't want to disappoint them, but I don't want to just bring players in just for the sake of it. And, you know, if I can't get people that are going to make a big difference, I won't bring them in.
You certainly improved the defence. The goalkeeper and Mark Roberts looked settled in, looked the part. But have you got enough goals in your team?
Well, not at the moment. We're short, obviously. You know, we've got two fit strikers. You need, you know, you look round, as I say, Middlesbrough's got six. Sheffield Wednesday got six. You know, they've got six strikers. You know, spent big money on good front men. But front men cost money. You know, the boy Asa Belonga has gone to £15 million from Notts Forest to Middlesbrough. And they've gone out and bought another lad, the Danish boy, I think, of about 12 million. Then they've gone this week and took the lad from West Ham for 7 million. That's to go along with the strikers they've already got, you know, who cost 10 and 12 million each. So, you know, they've got real strength in depth. They look very, very strong. And at the moment, our squad it doesn't look anywhere near as strong as some of the other top teams. But please God, by the end of the window, that if we get a few in, we can be. The owners are ambitious; they want to do well. It's not like they're holding me back. We just can't get the people over the line that we're looking to get in.
Generally, though, teams are as good as their front men, aren't they? The strikers.
Well, you need good front men for sure. You need goal scorers and. You know, but you do need four or five. You need that because you get injuries and someone's not scoring. You need two on the bench that you can change. And if you've got that option, it's great. You know, if something's not working, you can go and throw another one on. It gives you a different option. I haven't got that luxury at the moment, that's for sure.
Just finally, does it affect your plans? I mean, you've come here and you've got your plans, you've been in the game, you've got your coaches, you've got you've got ideas. Is it frustrating you that you can't move on with those ideas?
Oh, for sure. It's been the most frustrating pre-season I think I've ever had, really. You know, but sort of 6 weeks ago, I had a dream, you know, I had a team in my mind. I thought, if I can get this team's going to really be bang there, you know. But unfortunately, at the moment, we haven't... you know, we haven't been able to get that many of them in. So, and it's not a case of spending big money. One or two of them are free transfers or loans that will make a difference. I need to get, the, you know, I need to get one or two of them over the line, really. I need to strengthen the squad as quick as we can.
And you're the man, got to keep them at it.
We've got to keep going. We've got to keep, you know, that's the key. It's, but you'd like to get off to a good start because, you know, you don't want to be playing catch-up early on. You want to be up there and get a good start, and then the momentum can build and you can get a few in. But we've got to go to Ipswich, and I'm hopeful, you know, I'm sure we've got to Ipswich on Saturday and play well and hopefully pick up 3 points. That's going to be a you know, big start for us.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.